national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Welcome to our Friday broadcast. It's typically with Joe and Austin, but Joe is, as I'm sure most of you know, taking these past couple days off for March Madness and, of course, to spend time with his family. But we know why he's really doing it.
For basketball.
Absolutely. But don't worry, I'm not doing it alone. We do have Bobby Rossi, as we did yesterday. Bobby, how are you, sir?
Doing good. I've been keeping up with a lot of the March Madness games here on the second day of March Madness. And we'll get you a full update on March Madness games coming up here at the half hour mark after our news at the half hour. So stick around for that. Let's get started with the top three stories, though. The House approved that $1.2 trillion government spending bill that we talked about yesterday. The bill passed 286 to 134 this morning. Now the Senate's going to take up the measure to try to avoid the partial shutdown by midnight tonight. Actually, it has to be signed by 11:59 p.m. Now, the package includes funding for the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, as well as the general government operations. President Biden says he'd sign the bill immediately as soon as the Senate passes it. The other big story today, I don't know if you saw this, Austin. This is probably the biggest story, actually, worldwide.
Yes.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer. So, if you recall, she had an abdominal surgery back in January. That was a planned abdominal surgery, and I guess in that surgery they found cancer. She says she's in the early stages of the treatment, and she's doing chemotherapy. Last month it was announced that King Charles III was diagnosed with cancer that was found after being treated for an enlarged prostate. And so that one's probably the biggest story on going around all over the place. And then Secretary of State Antony Blinken is warning that Israel's military or an Israeli military operation in southern Gaza city of Rafah would further risk isolating Israel. While speaking to reporters as he departed Israel, he said that he had candid conversations with top officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Antony Blinken said a ground operation in Rafah would risk killing more civilians and worsen the humanitarian crisis on the Gaza Strip. An Israeli delegation is set to visit Washington next week to discuss Israel's plans for Rafah as well. And what do we got going on in local stories? Austin, get us started there.
Well, the drama continues in Milton as City Attorney Alex Andrade has now been given the go-ahead to prepare a report about alleged misconduct by Mayor Heather Lindsay. Some council members accused Andrade of trying to get retribution for the mayor's bar complaint against him, which Andrade claimed was rooted in falsehoods. He also claimed she committed perjury by submitting the document without council approval. In response to this, Mayor Lindsay denied committing any crimes before City Manager Randy Jorgensen ultimately urged her to quit speaking, as there is an active investigation into some of the complaints being brought forward. Lindsay has recommended, though, that she have a sit-down with Andrade and a mediator to resolve these issues.
Yeah, that drama continues on over there. Recovery continues for the city of Pensacola after the latest cyber attack. The city says emails and landline phones have now been fully restored, and many phone numbers that weren't working are operational again. That includes numbers for Pensacola Energy, non-emergency numbers for Pensacola Police and Fire Departments, Public Works, Sanitation, and Development and Housing Departments. The city has been investigating this since the attack took place last weekend. There's still no word on whether residents' personal information was taken during the attack or not. As far as I know, this is at least the second cyber attack on the city of Pensacola. I don't know if there's been any others, but I know for sure because one happened right after the terrorist attack on NES Pensacola. Like 2 days later, we had a cyber attack on the city of Pensacola. So
yeah,
I do know of that one for sure. I don't know if there's been any others, but trying to recover from that whole ordeal.
Just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did have an accident report on Pensacola Boulevard. That's going to be if you're just north of Broad Street, traveling perhaps coming from Detroit Boulevard. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion, though, luckily. Do have a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Spurts of congestion here and there on North Davis Highway and 9 Mile Road. Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Got some pretty heavy backups developing there. And then in Gulf Breeze Parkway, we do have an accident report near Tiger Point. That's causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. Hopefully, it will not worsen too much. The last spot where you're going to have any severe issues is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, and trying to get into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it is 69 degrees in Pensacola currently. Going to have a good chance of showers this afternoon into the evening. But then the weekend's going to be beautiful for the most part, it seems. It seems like we have some slight chance of thunderstorms, and then it's going to be mostly sunny on Saturday, and then Sunday is going to be beautiful. Highs are going to be into 70s, and the lows are going to be in the 40s and 50s, so a bit chillier this weekend, Bobby.
A woman was killed in a hit-and-run crash in Baldwin County last night. The crash happened at County Road 65 and Little Rock Road just west of Foley around 8 o'clock last night. So far, no arrests have been made, and if you have any information pertaining to this hit-and-run over in Baldwin County, contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office.
And it appears that the Escambia County Commission is planning to take over $1 million from the Escambia Children's Trust. The county says the Children's Trust hasn't been paying increment revenues into the county CRA funds. The trust says that they filed for an exemption because the CRAs don't benefit kids. The Board of Commissioners nonetheless voted 3-0 to approve a resolution informing the Children's Trust that they intend to collect just over $1.1 million.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3. Retired Escambia County Deputy Wayne Goldsby of Molino has been honored with an induction into the United States Police Canine Association Hall of Fame. Goldsby began working in law enforcement at Escambia County Road Prison, then transferred to the county jail where he first became a canine officer working with Magic back in the early 1990s. He later attended Police Academy and became a deputy sheriff, where he also became a canine officer and worked with Duke in the street crime unit. Wayne Goldsby has received numerous awards and certifications over the years. He was honored with an induction ceremony yesterday. We've got your top state headlines coming up, including more bills that Governor DeSantis has signed. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about this whole tax issue between the Escambia Children's Trust, the CRA, and the county, and the decision to just take the money that the county made yesterday in the meeting instead of just waiting a little while to see what might be the best course of action. We also talked about the challenge local businesses are having finding good employees at all and finding ones that really want to work if they do get the job. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service for things canceled this week. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, but I'm Bobby filling in for Joe as he's out today. If you would like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Covenant Care's Art of Fashion Parisian Escape is coming up on February, April 4th, and it's going to be Tres Chic. Get your tickets to this fashion soiree for a cause that features local boutiques and familiar model faces. Your $100 ticket includes entry into the pre-party and the after-party, the fashion show, two drink vouchers, and hors d'oeuvres. Invite your friends, pick out your City of Love-inspired outfit, and we'll see you on the runway to support the mission of Covenant Care Foundation. Get more details or tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. So we've got your full March Madness update coming up after our half hour news. And because we had a few games. So far, not as many upsets today as what there was in yesterday's games.
Yeah.
But we'll give you all those updates right there. Right now, we got state headlines for you. So starting off with Governor... Actually, no, first we got to get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin. Austin, go ahead.
All righty, let's see what we got here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some issues there, as we so often do at this hour. Also, had that accident report if you were traveling southbound on Pensacola Boulevard coming from Detroit Boulevard. Got some minor backups in that area. Nothing too severe at all, though, that should hold you up for particularly long. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway has given us a lot of problems. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, you're going to be backed up for a bit. But also, if you're traveling northbound from that same general area towards Highway 98, you're going to have some backups over there, too. Gulf Breeze Parkway had an accident traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still causing some backups in that immediate vicinity, but it doesn't reach for too long. And lastly, if you are traveling either east or west on Caroline Street, trying to travel into downtown Milton, we've got some pretty heavy backups going both ways there. As for the weather, it is 69 degrees in Pensacola currently. Chances of showers tonight that will probably bleed into Saturday morning, but it should clear up throughout the day. And then Saturday night, it's going to be kind of chilly with a beautiful Sunday to follow, highs in the low 70s, lows in the 50s. Bobby?
More than a dozen bills are officially on the desk of Governor Ron DeSantis. 15 measures approved by the Florida legislature were sent to the governor yesterday. One of the most talked about proposals would prevent children from being able to open a social media account who are under the age of 16. Now, caregivers could give their consent to kids to use the platform if they are 14 and 15 years old, though. Another piece of legislation would loosen teen labor laws, and Governor DeSantis has until April 5th to veto the bill, sign them, or allow them to become law. And as we've mentioned this before with this bill pertaining to social media, there's a couple of other states that have passed similar bills, and they're being blocked by legal challenges, and same thing might happen here in Florida, even if the governor does sign the bill. Miami Beach Police Officer. Yesterday we had a couple of stories about some officers who were in trouble for past misconduct. Well, we've got another one, Austin. Why don't you give us an update?
Miami Beach Police Officer Steven Serrano is facing trial for official misconduct for allegedly lying on an arrest document in an excessive force case. Today, the defense offered an expert witness who would basically tell the jury what you're seeing on the body-worn camera video is distorted. Serrano's trial is set for June, and his fellow officer, Kevin Perez, has already been found guilty by a jury of a battery charge for hitting Delonta Crudup. So, yes, a lot of cops not knowing their rules here, Bobby.
Yeah. Miami-Dade County drivers may be in danger because a Homestead auto shop owner is accused of selling counterfeit Honda, Acura, Toyota, Chevy, Nissan, Lexus, and Mercedes airbags. Yeah. Prosecutors point to a police seizing more than 300 alleged counterfeit airbags from Michael Reed's shop and indicate he potentially sold hundreds more. Detectives say the 61-year-old quoted them $350 for an Honda airbag that, if real, would cost closer to $1,000. He allegedly admitted to buying the airbags from the UK for $200. Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, quite a drop in quality there. Three federal lawmakers from Florida have sent a letter to the U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs after a murder at the West Palm Beach VA Medical Center. Congressman Brian Mast and both senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, want Dennis McDonough, to take immediate action. A veteran being treated in the hospital's mental health unit was allegedly strangled by his roommate. Mast says that there has been a repeated failure to address the, quote, pervasive issues plaguing the facility, end quote. He's been working with the House Veterans Affairs Committee and says investigators will be at the hospital next week.
And more than $9 million is going towards protecting Florida's coral reef. Loved ones say their final goodbyes this weekend to the three women who were killed at North Florida home earlier this month. We'll cover that a little bit more here later. Coming up next, I was hoping to be able to get to some of the top national stories as we have an update on Russia and the Russia-Ukraine war. We've got more updates on some protesters and more, but we've got to get our national news update from Fox News here. Then we're also going to give you a March Madness update. Only one upset so far today, another one brewing, though. And so we'll let you know about those all coming up here next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Princess of Wales Kate Middleton has announced she's undergoing chemotherapy for an unspecified form of cancer. The British royal released a video today announcing the diagnosis, explaining why they kept her health issues quiet.
Most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
Those are the children of Prince William and Kate. A shooting at a concert hall in Moscow leaves at least 40 people dead and 100 injured. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum.
The State Department reissued a warning today, reminding Americans that are living in Moscow to stay away from populated areas and certainly gathering places like concert halls and shopping malls.
The U.S. Embassy in Russia warned of an attack by extremists earlier this month. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi. I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the Friday session mostly lower, a more than 300-point loss for the Dow Jones Industrials, but the Nasdaq Composite edged up 27 points to notch another fresh closing high. Former President Donald Trump's financial squeeze is about to get a major bit of help. Investors today approved a plan to take his struggling social media company public, putting him a step closer to a roughly $3 billion windfall. Despite having few users and little revenue, Truth Social is expected to start trading on the stock market next week, with Trump owning about 60% of the company's $5 billion valuation. It'll trade under the ticker DJT, Trump's initials. Some 285,000 Dodge Charger and Chrysler 300 sedans across the U.S. are being recalled because they have side curtain airbag inflators that could burst, sending metal shrapnel flying through the cabin. Parent company says Stellantis says moisture may have gotten inside inflators installed in some of those Chargers and 300 models. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I've always been a fan of John Calipari, but Kentucky needs to move in a new direction. Yes, Coach Cal's buyout is nearly $34 million, and he still has some good years left, but losing to St. Peter's and now Oakland in March is unacceptable. Coach Cal won't win another national championship with Kentucky, and it's simply just time to find a new voice to lead the next great chapter of hoops in Lexington. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Mark Lee, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
My lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We will get another quick check of traffic and weather together. Let's see what we got here. Sorry about that. My phone just fell. Let's see. Starting with downtown Milton, we've got issues going both ways there. Whether it be you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, or it be if you're traveling eastbound coming closer from Dogwood. Not only that, but we do have some troubles on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Still some immediate backups in that area from a previously reported traffic incident, but nothing too severe at this time, luckily. Navarre Parkway is looking clear. Gulf Beach Highway is looking fine as well. The only other main spots where you're going to have some problems is on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, or if you're on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. As for the weather, it is 69 degrees here in Pensacola. We got some shower chances tonight, and it's going to bleed into tomorrow with some thunderstorms coming in. But it should go away, and you should have what should be a predominantly decent Saturday. And then Sunday is going to be real beautiful. Highs into low 70s, lows in the 50s, so a bit chillier on Sunday night there. Bobby, what's going on in national headlines, sir?
Yeah, so your top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports update, is the House has approved a $1.2 trillion government spending bill. So now it goes to the Senate, and it looks like it's expected to go ahead and pass there. And then the president says he'll sign the bill immediately, so it will not be a problem there. And then the big story I think that's going on nationally is that Kate, the Princess of Wales, says that she's been diagnosed with cancer. They discovered it when she had her planned abdominal surgery back in January. She's been undergoing chemotherapy, and I think the good news is sounds like they caught it early, so that's definitely good news right there for her. Yes. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken is just leaving Israel today and stated that if they do a military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, it would risk further isolating Israel. Those are your top three stories. Let me get you your March Madness update, and then we'll get other sports updates from Austin. So we have a couple of games that are still in that are in halftime right now. Number seven, Florida, is tied with number 10, Colorado, 45-45. Then number 4, Auburn, is beating Yale 41-34. Like I said, both of those games are at halftime right now. Still coming up later, we've got number 4, Alabama, playing number 13, Charleston. That game tips off in about 45 minutes from now. Then earlier games that happened today, number 1, UConn crushed Stetson 91-52. Number 2 seed, Marquette, beat Western Kentucky 87-69. Baylor beat Colgate 92-67. San Diego State had a close one against UAB. It looked like it might go into overtime, but they were able to squeak out a 4-point win against University of Alabama Birmingham. Number six, Clemson beat New Mexico 77-56. And the one upset of the day, number 9, Northwestern beat number 8, Florida Atlantic 77-65. Though that is your March Madness update. Let's go ahead to Austin for our other sports update.
Let's see. We've got a few games going on the women's side of March Madness. Their tournament began today. Let's see. We've already got several games that have concluded. Doesn't appear that we have many, if any, upsets. Number 11, Middle Tennessee, did beat number 6, Louisville, 71-69. We also had South Carolina, who's unbeaten on the season. I believe they are now 33-0. They just beat 16-seeded Presbyterian 91-39. So just in case the Gamecocks were leaving any doubt, there you go with that. Current games going on right now. Number 3, LSU beating number 14, Rice, 53-45. That game is almost over. Looks like the Tigers are going to hold on there. Kansas State beating Portland 40-28 at the half. And a game that just recently got underway, Florida State taking on Alabama, winning 8-4. So we're going to keep an eye on those games as well. Some of the other headlines swirling around sports, though. The Lions in the NFL, Detroit Lions, released cornerback Cam Sutton yesterday. The release comes as authorities continue their search for the cornerback. A warrant was issued for his arrest a couple weeks ago due to his alleged connection to a domestic violence case involving his significant other. So it's good that the Lions are getting ahead of that as much as they can, for sure. And lastly, here in sports news, Tiger Woods is on the Masters official tournament field list. That signals a possible appearance at Augusta National. Tiger has just played one time this season at the Genesis Invitational and exited early due to illness. The five-time Masters champion is one victory shy of the record held by Jack Nicklaus. The tournament is scheduled for April 11th through the 15th.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing Tiger do that, to be able to at least tie and even surpass him. And still got a lot of time left. He just had so many injuries over the past few years.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to national stories, Russia says that 40 were killed and more than 100 wounded in an attack on a Moscow concert hall. Now, their federal security force says that this attack happened earlier today. They're investigating it as terrorism. It's the deadliest attack in Russia in years. Now, it wasn't immediately clear what happened to the attackers, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the aid for the raid either. The attack comes days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. So that's one of the national stories going on there.
And it says the body of a missing University of Missouri student has finally been found in the Nashville River. We've touched on this several times over the past few days. Police confirmed the body found in the Cumberland River this morning is Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had not been seen since March 8th when he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police said there were no signs of foul play-related trauma on the body. Strain was visiting Nashville on a fraternity trip.
Donald Trump is returning to the stock market, kind of. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corp., a publicly traded shell company, approved a deal to merge with the former president's media company. That means that Trump Media and Technology Group, whose flagship product is the social media site Truth Social, they'll basically be going public. They'll be trading on the NASDAQ stock market. So the deal's green light arrives at a time where the president is facing his most costly legal battle to date. He has this $454 million judgment in a fraud lawsuit. Well, if he goes public, he could end up netting billions of dollars from that public venture right there. So it might not be a problem at all for him to be able to pay for that pretty soon.
And the last two of six former Mississippi law enforcement officers, known as the Goon Squad, were sentenced to lengthy federal prison terms on Thursday. Former Rankin County, Sheriff's Deputy Brett McAlpin was handed a sentence of over 27 years, and former Richland Police Officer Joshua Hartfield was sentenced to more than 10. The sentences came after all six former officers admitted to beating and sexually assaulting two black men back in January of 2023. Prosecutors said the men called themselves the Goon Squad because of their use of excessive force.
It's 45 after, so let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives, and we'll get you a couple other national news stories and some pop culture news.
Well, I'm very happy to report that not a ton's been going on the roads this hour, which is fortunate because typically we see a lot. Did have an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but just about all the congestion caused by that has seemingly dissipated. Still got some problems on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's nothing out of the ordinary over there. And we still have a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and traveling into downtown Milton. As for the weather here, it's 69 degrees in Pensacola. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, which will bleed into early Saturday. But don't worry, as we get into late Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be beautiful weather, highs into low 70s, and a bit chillier evenings. As Bobby and I were discussing last night, it's spring weather, or at least about as spring as Florida's going to get. So if you're not an outdoorsy person, I get it, but get out there and enjoy it, Bobby.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth nearly $1 billion. That's right. The jackpot sits at $977 million, with a cash option of $467 million. Meanwhile, tomorrow's Powerball jackpot is worth $750 million with the cash option of $360 million.
Yeah, we keep touching on that, and it's just getting higher and higher. I'm sure there's some lucky son of a gun who's going to win that soon. Some people living downwind of the burn zone in Lahaina, Maui, are reporting respiratory issues. The American Lung Association says that last week it received 4 calls from people concerned about dust and air quality. 3 of them reported symptoms like a chronic cough. 3 months ago, the Hawaii Department of Health urged West Maui residents to avoid all direct exposure to fire debris. The DOH says that high levels of toxic substances were found in ash samples collected from more than 100 properties in Lahaina. The substances include arsenic, lead, antimony, cobalt, and copper.
Yeah, and of course, they're starting to do actual controlled burns a little bit to help prevent the horrible disaster that happened last year. Yes. A dating app now says that it's able to detect sexually transmitted infections by scanning a photo of a man's genitals.
Oh, very nice. Kalmara
uses artificial intelligence to scan a photo, which a consenting sex partner would have to take, and then the app would conclude whether the man is in the clear for safe sex. He Health, the company behind Kalmara, says that the app is HIPAA compliant, but does not specify where the photos are going to be stored, for how long, and whether they would be vulnerable to hackers. Medical experts say that this is a bad idea because blood and urine samples are required in order to detect an infection. Merely taking a photo would not be sufficient.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like it could be a scam. I know that STIs can have external effects, but yeah, no. First of all, I wouldn't be on that dating site. I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
But
that seems very, yeah.
Yeah, but
it sounds like you're opening yourself up to all kinds of problems.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like to me.
Especially if they're like, we do with the photos what we want, and you know, if anyone wants them, that's our problem. A new study predicts global fertility rates will decline in the decades ahead. Researchers at the University of Washington say the average number of children a woman gives birth to in her lifetime has dropped from about 5 in 1950 to about 2 in 2021. The new analysis predicts that rate will fall below 2 children per woman by the end of the century. The senior author of the study said there are many reasons for the decline, including better access to contraception and reproductive health care and more opportunities for employment and education for women.
Coming up here next on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, we've got an update on Metallica, a new spinoff series called The Penguin, as well as some good news stories for you. That and more right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Beret Jewelers.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Joe and Austin, but Joe's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. And we've got some more March Madness updates for you coming up here in a little bit as we had a couple of games that were both at halftime. Now they've gotten underway, tipped off. Both Auburn and Florida are leading, but both of them are in very close games right now. So just a heads up right there. Then let's see here. I got this update for you. Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. News Radio cares about the arts, and the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra presents Symphonic Spectacular. It comes up on Saturday, tomorrow. Tickets are available at thepensacolasymphony.com if you want to check that out. Getting into some stories here as it pertains to pop culture. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Metallica are the latest band to lose in court over shows canceled during COVID-19. There aren't many bands and venues and other businesses have sued the insurance companies for not paying up when the shows were canceled. The band argued factors other than COVID may have led to the cancellations. A California judge didn't buy that argument, saying it was absurd, in fact. Santa Monica judge Maria Statton even quoted Taylor Swift's lyrics in the ruling by writing, "We were there, we remember it all too well." Most suits like Metallica's have been unsuccessful, as most insurance company policies have explicit clauses about disease cancellations.
Mm. And the first trailer is being released for spinoff series The Penguin. It takes place immediately after the events of 2022's The Batman and follows Oswald Cobblepot's rise to power in the Gotham underworld. Colin Farrell returns as the title character, and the rest of the cast includes Kristen Milioti, Michael Zegin, and Clancy Brown. The Penguin debuts on Max this fall.
Hmm. All right, very interesting. A sequel so nice they named it twice. Tim Burton's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You can't say it the third time. Whew, thank goodness. It sees Michael Keaton reprise his role as the title character from the original 1988 movie. The first trailer has been released for this as well. It hits theaters September 6th.
And Machine Gun Kelly, we touched on him a little bit yesterday. Machine Gun Kelly and Trippie Redd have a collaboration on the way. Earlier this week, the two announced a joint EP titled Genre Sad Boy on Instagram, showing them in the studio working together. They also shared a documentary for the EP on YouTube. The two have collaborated several times in the past, including on MGK's Hotel Diablo album back in 2019. Trippie Redd also opened up for MGK on his 2022 mainstream sellout tour. Genre Sad Boy will be out on March 29th.
If you're a Radiohead fan, you might like this. Bassist Colin Greenwood is giving fans a behind-the-scenes look at the band with a new photo book, How to Disappear, A Portrait of Radiohead. It documents the band's years between 2003 and 2016. On top of 97 photos, the book also has a 10,000-word essay written by him. In a statement, he said he's been taking photos of the band without them noticing for years. Hmm. How to Disappear, A Portrait of Radiohead is set for release October 15th.
Oh, very nice. I love how he admitted, I took photos without him knowing.
Yep.
Exactly 4:55, so we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. And luckily, I shouldn't hold you up for too long. We had a couple of accident reports here and there, one on Pensacola Boulevard near Broad Street, another on Gulf Breeze Parkway near Tiger Point. Neither of those are causing any issues, though. You're only going to have any notable problems if you're traveling north or southbound on Pine Forest. That's if you're between I-10 and Pine Forest, or 9 Mile Road, rather. That's a pretty usual spot for just some typical evening traffic. Same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it is 69 degrees in Pensacola. Got a chance of thunderstorms tonight. It's going to bleed into early Saturday, but that's okay. Saturday should clear up shortly, and it's going to be a beautiful day. And then that's going to spread into Sunday with highs in the low 70s and a bit chillier evening, lows in the 50s. So if you're a fan of spring weather like I am, for the limited time we have it, I highly recommend getting out there and enjoying it, Bobby.
And tonight is, well, I guess technically last night was preview night for the new Ghostbusters film. So is this something you're interested in checking out?
I'm
Frozen Empire.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Ghostbusters fan. I played like a Ghostbusters video game when I was young, but outside of that, haven't done much reading into it.
Well, all right. Well, this is out there for the Ghostbusters fan. The Spengler family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse where the original Ghostbusters have taken ghostbusting to the next level. When they discover an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters, new and old, must unite to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. It looks pretty interesting to me. I've liked this new reboot. When they did the one reboot with the girls, it was not good. That wasn't good.
So I've heard. I never saw it, but I heard it was garbage.
It was garbage. It was a fail. But then they came out the Ghostbusters Afterlife, and that ended up being really good. And so now you got this Frozen Empire one that looks pretty interesting as well. So what wacky and weird news do we have going on?
Well, a Los Angeles homeless man is now in custody after allegedly hijacking a city bus using a BB gun. Authorities said he was the last person on the bus and approached a driver on Wednesday night. He ordered the bus driver to travel to multiple locations, hitting multiple vehicles along the way. As the bus neared the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, that's about 2.5 miles from where it was hijacked, the suspect grabbed the wheel and caused the bus to strike several cars before crashing through a wall into the hotel. The suspect fled the scene on foot but was quickly detained by officers.
Oh, boy. There's the first human to receive a brain implant from Elon Musk's Neuralink is 29-year-old quadriplegic. Musk announced that the man was recovering, and he's now speaking for himself. He says the device lets him play online chess and video games in his mind. He adds it's not perfect, but the chip has already changed this individual's life. I'm hoping it can change many other people's lives as well. I know it's kind of a freaky thing, talking about Neuralink and you're putting brain chips. But so far, the initial tests they've done for people has been pretty amazing. This is just the very first full-on brain implant that they've done. So pretty cool.
And that's why I put it so close to good news, because there definitely is some good news in that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, an Australian man is dead, unfortunately, after trying to protect children from a highly venomous snake. Paramedics in Queensland were called to a childcare facility near the city of Townsville this week, where they found Jeremy Brooks in critical condition. Brooks was bitten multiple times on the arm by an eastern brown snake while trying to remove it from the facility and away from the kids. The eastern brown has enough venom to kill 20 adults in a single bite and is considered the most lethal snake in Australia. So, of course, upsetting that. That Jeremy lost his life, but a hero for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally here, a man is recovering well after receiving a kidney transplant from a pig. Massachusetts surgeons are calling Rick Slayman a hero for agreeing to try the groundbreaking operation this past week. Slayman had previously failed a human kidney transplant. So there's currently a shortage of human donor organs. Researchers hope animal donors may help. So the pig kidney doctors used was genetically modified to reduce the risk of rejection. So far, like I said, is doing well.
That's amazing.
A week later. So hopefully that's some promising news. I know a lot of people who are actually on the kidney transplant list.
Really?
So that would be a pretty big deal right there if they're able to get that resolved. It's Pensacola right now.